Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Brian P. Alvarez, and you're listening to Endgame Episode 5. So today, I wanted to kind of plug in and be unscripted and raw and just share with all of you something very exciting that's happening this Saturday. So November 16th, Saturday morning, the business that I'm involved in is hosting this phenomenal training that has brought so much value to my life that I wanted to share it with all of you. And if you're interested in exploring the entrepreneurial route, trying out something new that will bring back a huge benefit, a huge return in profit to your household, look, let's talk. Because I took this risk and this challenge a year ago, and I've been doing it for a full year, and I can proudly say that this business has brought back such a great return that I am able to pay off my car every month because of this business. I've generated enough income that it could take care of the payments of my car every month. It has paid for travel expenses to Florida, to Boston, and even allowed me to spoil my wife with a purse that she's always wanted, and I was able to pay it fully through this business for her birthday. And guys, if you're interested in finding out what that purse is, go follow me on Instagram and you can check it out for yourself. Or shoot me a DM and I'll be more than glad to share with you everything that this business has brought back in return. But for now, I want to talk to those that are aspiring entrepreneurs. Look, my bread and butter is Wedding Grid. And I have always talked about Wedding Grid. I've vlogged about Wedding Grid. And Wedding Grid will always, to this day, be my bread and butter. Will be my number one. Even on top of my career. Even though Wedding Grid has not brought back a single dime back in profit, it's still my number one. Because I've started from ground up. I've signed the papers of corporation. I have filed, you know, all the paperwork that is needed with the state, and even brought investors involved and spent money in marketing and invested thousands of dollars into the development of this program. But look, that's starting something from ground up. And that will always be my number one focal point. Number two is this side venture. And I did this side venture because, one, I don't have to start it from ground up. It's been worked for several years, and it's a working machine. All I had to do was just join the business and share what I'm doing with people and help people along the way. And then guess what? I get paid for it. And thirdly, I do wedding photography and videography. And fourthly, it's my career. So I have four streams of income. Look, I'm aspiring to live a life of financial freedom. And the average millionaire out there will have seven or more streams of income. I don't know about you, but I want to get there. I want to be there one day. I want to live a life of financial freedom one day, because I believe that life has much more to explore than what I'm doing right now. I don't see myself sitting in the same desk, in the same, you know, venue, if you will, or in the same facilities for the next 10 or 20 years. I see myself living a different life. And the only way I could do that is by picking up and being open-minded to new opportunities. And look, this side venture has nothing to do with what I studied. I studied film with an emphasis in production. I have a minor in theology. I could go so many routes. I could go and continue the theological route and teach theology, or I can pursue film production or continue with my marketing career right now that I'm involved in. But this side venture has nothing to do at all with what I studied. And I was open-minded to take it on. I was open-minded to try something that was uncharted for me, something that I was unfamiliar with, because I saw what other people are benefiting from. My two mentors that you will possibly meet this Saturday if you're willing to join have reached great lengths financially and business. If I can say that, they have reached great lengths with this business, and it's all because they were open-minded to try something new. They're willing to explore the entrepreneurial route. Look, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you can't have one focal point. You have to have many, focuses, if you will. You know, you may one day try to invest into a coffee shop, but you have no idea how to do or even operate. And then the next day you may try to help the fitness coach become, you know, their own business. I don't know. What I'm saying here, if I'm saying anything at all, is that to be an entrepreneur, you got to be open-minded. And this was me being open-minded to try something that I was unfamiliar with. But guess what? I buckled down. I learned. I tapped into my mentorship team, and they were willing to teach me the ropes and the route that I needed to take on to be successful in this business. And because of them, I have reached great lengths to where I can proudly speak about it and say that, guess what? This business has brought back so much of a return that I'm able to live a comfortable, free life, if you will. So guys, look, if you're willing to learn and be open-minded, reach out to me. I wanted to start fresh today on Monday because it's day one, and this Saturday is the training. My mentors posted about it yesterday. So I'm like, you know what? I lived a great life this whole year because of this business. They have provided a route for me to have freedom and exploring, traveling, and spoiling my wife. I want to share this gift with more people. And forgive me if this podcast is very raw, very unscripted. I usually read off a script and just kind of pour to you some value. But I figured I need to be raw and unscripted, and have obviously bad timing because I have zero coffee inside of me. But if you're interested in exploring the entrepreneur route with minimal investment, and again, your time is valuable, and you put into this business what you want to get out of it. And I put into it 2 hours a day, very part-time. It doesn't take away from my career. It doesn't take away from my focus on Wedding Grid. That's all I could do. One to two hours a day, which is 1 hour during lunch and 1 hour when I'm off work, I dedicate to this business. And it has brought back such a great return. And again, I invested very minimal, I would say, to this business. And unlike Wedding Grid, my startup that I've started from, you know, zero to now, that took thousands and thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars of incorporating it. And guys, I'm telling you, this is not what this includes. This is a part-time side hustle that is genuine and it's real. And I keep saying this business, this company, this side venture, I'm not mentioning any names or even going to tell you how much it is or what it entails or any of that sort of information, because I want to have a conversation with you. I'm not looking to recruit numbers or recruit the masses. I'm here to basically mentor and train and plug you in to my mentorship team. But I need to see if you're a good fit for it, if you have a good heart for it, and if you're ready for this. And yes, I'm willing to turn people down because, again, this may not be for you. But if you're open-minded and if you have a strong mindset in taking on new tasks and new challenges, this may be a good opportunity for you. And if you've been looking for a way to add more, income to your bank, if you're willing to explore new opportunities to get you out of that student debt or just regular bills, and you're tired of living the same routine of life, because guess what? Your career or your 9-to-5 job just ain't cutting it. I know my career won't cut it. My career, my 9-to-5, something that I worked 7 years to reach and something I've studied for, is not going to provide the financial freedom that I'm looking for. Picking up different side ventures and different streams of income will provide the financial freedom that I'm looking for. And I'm willing to explore the new and uncharted routes to get me there. Well, guys, this Saturday, it's it. This Saturday is the training. And if you're willing to come in and explore, I can tell you right now that it's going to be overwhelming. It's going to be a lot of tools, a lot of information, but you're hearing it from people that are living a six-figure monthly income. And guys, I want that income every single month because I want to bless people. I want to bless my family, and I want to live a free life. So guys, if you're interested, reach out to me, message me, DM me, contact me, text me, whatever it may be. And let's have a conversation. I don't want you to Google it or go on Glassdoor and look for random reviews or whatever. Look, let's have a conversation, and then you can do all the research you want. And I'm willing to be an open book when and if you reach out to me. Again, I'm not looking to recruit the masses or just to fill up a number in my tank. I'm here to talk one-on-one with individuals that have a big why. My why in doing all that I'm doing, my why in picking up all these side ventures, because I have big goals and I'm willing to share that with you if you reach out to me. So guys, I apologize for the unscriptedness, the rawness of this podcast, but I felt like it was urgent for me to get on and just to get the word out. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for taking almost 10 minutes of your time to hear me out. I want you to reach out to me, send me a message, however it is that you can find me, shoot me a message, or even email me. I'll give you my email. You ready? Brian@weddinggrid.com. shoot me an email. Let's talk. Let's set up an appointment. And I'm willing to be an open book to you and share everything that I am doing with my side ventures in this business specifically. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you soon.